Well, be aware of meals. A lot of people getting ready for Thanksgiving and wondering what to have. Maybe some chicken, ketchup, and French fries. John Taylor joins us from Stern AG in Leeds. John, what about that menu?
Well, you know, this is Thanksgiving weekend. Unfortunately, this morning the markets are not going to give you a reason to get off to a great start, but let's focus on what's really important, and it is more than just about the markets of this week. But we do have some numbers out this morning, and they give us some insight into what's really happening with the consumer. Tyson Foods reporting numbers this morning. Their profits are down 54%. And what's fascinating about this, their total sales were up 13%, and yet their profits were down 54%. They only made 26 cents a share. They made 57 cents a share the same quarter of last year. The street was expecting 32 cents a share. Why did their profit drop 54% in the face of a 13% rise in sales? Well, you guessed it. That's because of inflation. Once again, we don't have any, remember, according to Mr. Bernanke and others. But anyway, they say higher grain and feed costs caused that problem. And furthermore, the forecasts are that the demand for protein in North America will be down next year, but they expect exports to continue to be strong. And then on the ketchup and French fry side, Heinz reported Friday afternoon some numbers that really weren't very impressive. Their earnings were down 5.7%. And, of course, the reason I mentioned French fries is they also own Ore-Ida. And as you go down 540 or go down Interstate 40 Little Rock, you probably know that there's an Ore-Ida plant there on the left at Clarksville that's owned by Heinz. You may not have known that. But they indicate that commodity prices are expected to rise 7% next year. They're raising their prices. They say it'll average about 4.4%. But unfortunately, because of the fact that the consumer, and here's what they say, that the consumers are buying smaller sizes with lower, more compelling price points in virtually every category in which Heinz operates. And as a result of all of that, because of rising commodity costs and because the consumer is squeezed by what's going on in the economy, they're actually going to close some plants. It's going to be a short week, but a very active week. Tomorrow we get GDP, the revision GDP for the previous quarter, and it's expected only to be about a 2.5% growth rate. We also get, on Wednesday, we get durable goods numbers, which is something this listing area is always very interested in because that's what we make around here. And we also, usually on Thursdays, get initial claims, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. That'll be pushed forward one day also and will be reported on Wednesday. This morning, the market's going to open up significantly down, and it's because the super committee of Congress, that is the Debt Crisis Committee, which we think, everyone thinks that the deadline for them reporting something is the 23rd. It's actually today, technically, because today's the last day that that committee can submit something to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, so that they can score the proposal in advance of the deadline, which comes on Wednesday. Apparently, the super committee is going to concede defeat today, which means that they are so polarized they couldn't come up with any type of a compromise on taxes or spending. And so those $1.5 trillion of spending cuts will automatically kick in, and of course half of those will come from defense spending. Also over the weekend, some warnings from Moody's that they may downgrade the AAA rating of France from AAA to something lower, like they've already done with the U.S. government or like S&P has. So just problems everywhere you look. So this week let's take our minds off the markets and focus on what's really important and celebrate Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. We have a lot to be thankful for, John.
Indeed we do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.